We're up to Sif Zion, if you want, in the Torah. Benji, can I? I don't think this is it. No.
Zion.
Yeah, Zion. So read it carefully. No, that's basically what I'm saying.
Oh, first
the Torah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so what he says is, if a Kedera Shein Abas Yoma is no Saint Tam Lefkan, but if within 24 hours that you cooked, let's assume for the moment the Isser, in fact, this does not apply to Basar or Chalav, which is the point that's made in Siman Sadi Dalet. But if you cook in a pot that had Isser cooked in it, if you heat water within 24 hours of the cooking of the Isser, it's considered Bas Yoma until you wait 24 hours after the Chimum Hamayim. Why? Go ahead. So the first step is Misharin B'Chalak Dera. What does that mean? Yes, I know, but what does it mean, Mishar and Mechalak Dera? Why is he telling this here? Right, so you don't know how much the pot was Balei Avisar, so you assume the entire pot is Balei Avisar. So that's Lefisha Mishar and Mechalak Dera. Then, okay, so shechim b'mayim mitoch le'es le'es. When you heated the water, you didn't, because misharim b'chalak edera, lohay b'mayim shishim levatla. And the next four words are key words. What are those four words? V'chazru hamayim kulam yisur. It sounds like that. Be very careful. He doesn't say it's chanan, but it sure as heck sounds like that. Right? That is what the language of the Baal HaTruma, or the Smak is. I think it's the Baal HaTruma, originally. And he says Basa B'Chalav is different, as he explained earlier. Why is Basa B'Chalav different? So this you already know, even if you didn't look earlier, because I explained it in Shir yesterday. Why would Basa, or not Basa B'Chalav, Basa or Chalav be different? This is very misleading, by the way. It should be V'Eino Kein B'Basa O B'Chalav, not V'Basa B'Chalav. Yeah. Right, it's not barnat of heter. In other words, it's a milchik pot. I cook milk in it, so that's tam one into the walls. Now I heat water in it. The walls into the water is not barnat of hetera, and therefore, and if you even want to take it a third step from the water back into the walls, if you want to say the water is milchik for Ashkenazim, even so, the pot back into the walls, that third tam of milk is heter, still no iser involved, therefore it's not tam at all, therefore no milk flavors got back into the walls of the pot. None of the milk that got into the water got back into the walls of the pot. And therefore there is no problem.
So what's the difference between not barnat of heter and not barnat of iser?
Not barnat of iser is, we don't say that not barnat is not tam unless it's shel heter. In other words, I think the best way to formulate this, there's a prima gadim actually I noticed by accident. It was in, I think, Tzimin Tzadi Dalet, who raises the question whether not bar not of Yisur is an Issa Deraisa or an Issa Derabanan. Okay, but leaving aside the question aside for a moment, the assumption is that when you have a not bar not, and yet there's no Issur yet, at this stage, that because the tam is so kalush, the shame, whatever you want, is no longer chal upon it. In other words, If you start out with something that's totally mutter, and now you have a secondary tam of meat, so it doesn't have a shame of anything, and it's barely tasteable because it's not barnat, and therefore it doesn't exist for halachic purposes. That tam of basar, that secondary tam basar, is too weak of a tam to create subsequently a halo shame basar b'chalav.
That's not true.
But isser, it's already asr.
So not barnat doesn't matter.
It doesn't help you. And the way the Shach quotes it and says it earlier, no matter how many nosnei tam you have. Obviously, on some level, if you have a kvela and it says you don't taste it, so you're done. But in principle, in other words, but this is a halachic principle, is that once you get the secondary tam, because it's so relatively weak, again, I don't know how much of that's purely a metziah's definition, the halacha doesn't recognize labeling. In other words, yesterday when I explained about the pot of nosar in the walls of the pot, nosar is not chal upon the blias in the walls of the pot because the tam is already so kalosh that you can't have a chalos shame nosar on it. If it was nosar going into the pot, that's a different story. But once it went into the walls of the pot and the tam is so weakened, so halachic statuses cannot sort of change or be chal on those things because they're so weak in the first place. You want something to be basar, it's got to taste like basar. It can't be this, you know, secondary tam. So when it comes to basar or halav, so then not bar not solves your problem. And even if you need it, not bar not bar not. Even for Ashkenazim, you get the milk hooks into the pot into the water back into the pot, and that third tam is heter, therefore it's not a tam. So the only tam you'd be dealing with is the basar or chalav tam that never came out of the walls of the pot, and after 24 hours from the time of the cooking of the basar or the chalav, that tam is pagum. Not 24 hours from the heating of the water. Right? Now, the assumption would be, the way Benji was suggesting, which I think is the simple reading of the Sefer HaTrumah, is that when the belios are iser, so now the water becomes aser. Now everybody agrees that the water is aser. Everybody agrees that if you don't have shishim in the water, connected the belios, which are ben yomo, that the water becomes aser. There's no question, you can't drink that water. However, the formulation is v'chazur hamayim kulan iser, which really sounds an awful lot like saying chaticha nasas nevela. Right? Chazur hamayim kulan iser doesn't sound like you just can't drink the water. It's that the water has turned into chatzav iser, and now the pot absorbs the water. I have no idea what that means for flavoring purposes. I'm still, as much as I know that tam is real, I don't know what it means for a pot to absorb the flavor of the water. Right? That might, by the way, be an argument in defense of the Shach, that this is not about Hanan. There is another way of understanding what's going on here, but how can water have tam? Isn't water the quintessential definition of not tam? I don't know why. What's that? Ah, but it's not that. That's not the. That's not the water itself, right? That's the blios.
Right, but the water and the blio are now aser.
Right, I guess.
Now it tastes like
blio
water.
Hanan, you could say that it's now flavored water, but especially if you don't, it makes more sense to say that there's the flavor of the meat in the water, and it's not the water necessarily that's going back into the pot.
Well, but the point is that the meat would only go back into the pot, theoretically. Well, I would say the following. So why, let's hold off one second. I'll accept, if you say Hanan, I don't know what Hanan, right, I'm still, this water thing, I've never quite gotten, I'm still bothered by this water thing. But anyway,
it seems different from the case yesterday of something that doesn't have Thomas Schaaf.
It's similar.
In an important respect, I think it's different, because there we were talking about things, right? Like the Rama says, mizlanes, where, as I was saying in Seder, they have a mouthfeel. Water absorbed in the walls of the pot.
That's really what bugs me. What does it mean, water absorbs in the walls of the pot? Particle matter, I understand, but when the pot is dry, I mean, oil does get absorbed in some kinds of pots, but water, I don't know. Anyway.
Soak a pot in water, and then you can cook food in it. Its food will be steamed, even if the water outside the pot is dry. Assuming you're using ceramic pots.
So I still haven't experimented my ceramic pot yet.
Right.
I wonder whether that's correct or not. Once it dries out,
if you dry the outside of the pot after soaking it in water, and you cook like bread in it, the bread will come out steamed.
Okay. Anyway, let's move past my point about that. I shouldn't express my personal opinions, otherwise we may get past them. David.
Just to ask though, I was under the impression that if the water doesn't actually have a taste on its own. It's
the shell iser. Fine.
Tom is.
Is that of the iser?
Right.
Fine.
So isn't that what we're talking about?
Okay. Fine. Let's accept that for now. I'll accept that for now.
Right. Daniel. We were discussing not by not as opposed to not by not by not. How are we evaluating how many steps it was? Meaning, if you have a pot of something, is it clear?
If it's a milk pot,
liquid in it.
Milk went into the pot.
Falls in it.
Pot goes in, the milk goes into the from the walls of the pot into the water, that's number two. To go back into the pot is number three.
But why sometimes does it sound like that's just one step? Meaning, like, let's say you currently have a pot with liquid something in it.
But liquid what in it?
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
And then an iser falls in.
If it's a solid iser, that doesn't, the assumption is that that's two steps.
Right. Why is it two steps there, but in your previous case, that was one step?
No, there I'm cooking the milk directly in the pot. Here, I want to see, I'm not sure about if a solid falls into the pot. So the solid flavors the liquid in the pot, which then flavors the walls of the pot.
So that's two jumps or that's one jump?
Well, that's two. Let me give you the following case. Let's say you have, I don't care about this pot per se, but you have a liquid and then a piece of meat falls in, and then you pull the piece of meat out. You take the liquid and you put it in a different pot. You understand why the meat in the second pot will be not bar not in the walls of the pot, right? Because all you have right now, you took the piece of basar out. All you have now in the soup, in the rotev, is tam. And then any tam of that goes into the walls of the pot. Same thing. So theoretically, that's two steps. If you have a piece of solid meat in a pot, but inside a rotev, I'm not sure. It seems like we treat that as two steps also. From the meat into the rotev doesn't go directly from the meat into the walls of the pot. In theory, it should be able to. If the meat hung out against the walls of the pot, that should be a direct tam.
Also, because you said yesterday, there's no way for it to transfer just to the walls without a liquid medium.
No, it's two solids can't transfer.
Correct. So
a spoon. When you stick a spoon into the thing, that's clearly the let's say you have a fleshik spoon, and you stick it into par stuff, and a milchik pot, right? So the meat into the spoon, that's one. The spoon into the rotev, which is par, that's two. For Sfaradim, you should be safe already. There's a difficult passage, I believe, in Mechaber in Hilchos Pasuk Mechala. But that should be the second time of basar is into the parv food.
And then the third would be into that kedera walls.
But since it was already het there for Sfaradim for sure, and for Ashkenaz and Bidiyeved, since it was already het there in the marah, the rotev, therefore, it's not considered even tam basar anymore, and therefore whatever goes into the walls of the pot is not a problem, because there's no basar in this pot.
So then that kedera you can just use again?
Correct. For Sfaradim, for sure, even Ashkenazim, but certainly for Wacheres, because it's a Bidiyeved, and I'm not even sure they would require Kashrut. There's a problematic, if I'm not mistaken, I have a vague memory of a very difficult Mechaber in Simon Sadi Dala, maybe, or something like that. We'll deal with that eventually. Now, I just want Napar Not here to understand this particular topic. So the question now becomes, so it sounds like it's Chatich Anasas Nevela. Yes, Yossi.
So just, if we don't say Hanan, so then you would somehow explain the Sefer Hashem by saying that.
I haven't offered an explanation. It sounds like he said, what? He doesn't tell you what it is.
Well, no, and then you go to Simon Sadi Beis where he's like, I tell it to you there, and there he's like, I'm also not going to tell it to you.
Right. He doesn't spell out, but I think I know what the svara is.
If the shach knew what the svara was, he would have said it.
What's that?
If the shach knew what the svara was, he would have said
it. No, he knows what it is. He knows it. I'll tell you what the svara is. Let's read the Beis Yosef, and then we can look at the Shach in the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Katan Yud Ches, and then Danny can, you know, tell us what the Svarah should be.
I don't know what the Svarah should be.
Come on.
That's why I think the Shach's wrong, because he can't offer it.
Well, the Shach is certainly right on the Aryeh Nedeh Basar B'Chalav.
Yes. So
but the question
that, is, I've been thinking that, and then the Shach said, I'm like, I should have said it though.
Yes. So the question is, but on the understanding of the Tor, I think that the Shach raises a fundamental problem. But his answer is not the answer. In other words, even if he has even if there's an alternate explanation, which I think there is, that doesn't explain the Torah. So let's read the Beis Yosef. Umashe Kasa Rabbeinu. Okay, 1 second. So the Bala Truma writes this, and he gives the reason. The Kach Shaveh Hamayim Lididan. That does seem to be a paraphrase. Chazu hamayim kulan iser. The chal hamayim. Now this is not explicit, but now he's explained. The chal hamayim. Smak. I want to explain to you what's bothering me about the time of water. Again, leaving aside Gail's argument, but even at Gail's argument, even it does absorb water. I understand you have Isser-flavored water, right? But the pot absorbs from the Isser-flavored water. How much does it absorb? It absorbs up to the volume of the pot, except when it's reabsorbing, how much flavor is there in the walls of the pot?
That's diluted.
That's as much as there was before.
It can't be any more than there was before. At the end of the day, if you're talking about flavoring another pot, there can't be more than there was before. So if that tom is tom pugum, if that tom now is pugum, I don't really care. I don't care that the water was necessary because the water cannot impart, even if it gets absorbed in the spot, it can't impart flavor. Adarab, if anything, it dilutes it.
Morty?
Yeah. But I agree that the water, the amount of water tom is also not something, because there is no water tom. It can't flavor anything. Yes, Morty?
This might just be the same exact thing that Danny just said, but isn't that what Hanan is?
No. Nope. Normally, Hanan, if I cook chazer in broccoli, so now I can taste the broccoli, and the broccoli is broccoli shelisser. So even though I can't even taste, can barely taste the chazer, nonetheless, you know, I mix some broccoli into it. There's no way I can taste the chazer at this point, but I can taste the broccoli in the new thing. But the broccoli was chazer liosisser. That I understand. So, but I can taste the broccoli. I can't taste the water. That's dilution. I can't taste it here. Anyway, I won't say anything more. I'm just gonna live with my mythical water here that flavors, and I can taste the water in this. Yes, other than dilution.
About flavoring. I think it's actually physically probably true in that if you have stuff that's going bad and you boil it halfway through, it will go bad a lot slower. So it won't be
no. So you're on the right track, but that's a totally different pavish than Chaticha Nasas Nefela. I understand there is an alternative way of understanding. I'm not... the way we like to say is it refreshes the blios. It gives them new life. And it kind of makes sense. I mean...
Totally true. It kills the bacteria that I...
Fine. There you go. So, but that's not Chaticha Nasas Nefela.
No.
Okay. That's the svara of the Shach that the Shach doesn't say that Danny couldn't imagine.
Meaning, that is what Judah and I were able to proffer in Seder.
So that's very reasonable.
I think it was a good argument.
So that is the alternative. Okay, so there are a couple of questions to be asked here. Number one, what does the Sefer HaTshuva really hold? Number two, what did the Tur hold? Right, the Shach attacks the Beis Yosef on a couple of grounds. One of which is the understanding of the Tur. What by the way, if you guys read this line to say Chazuran Eskiser, what question should immediately pop into your mind? Something should have bothered you, which bothered the Shach, and he uses a raya. Argue on the Beis Yosef. What question should have immediately jumped into your mind? You know enough and you've seen enough to already ask this question. What is the Torah's position on Hanan?
No.
Only by Basar B'Chalav. So what is the Torah busy quoting this din here? In fact, if you misread the Torah, then says it applies by all Yisurim except for Basar B'Chalav, you come up with the exact opposite conclusion. Right, so he doesn't mean except Basar B'Chalav, he means Basar B'Chalav. What?
Didn't realize
what?
Meaning, this seems like such an obvious question.
I know, it is an obvious question.
But Beis Yosef must have, recognized it and, gone somewhere else.
I don't know. By the way, I want to just suggest also, now that I remember, so Talmud Chacham, you know, and then you mask your Meshuosav, so Sifsav Medovos Bekever. So the problem of Basar Bechalav is an easy solution to the problem. Many, many years ago, I was a Smicha student, and we had the supplementary rabbinics, so... They weren't very popular classes back then. They are probably much improved then, even if students do complain about them now, but they're much better than I was a student. So at a certain point, you were allowed to take halacha classes on Friday to fulfill some of your requirements, not, you know, you had base requirements. So I spent a couple of semesters with Rav Melech Shechter, Zichron Levracha, my Rebbe's father. That's how he's also my Rebbe. And one semester, we did Eben Ezer. Now, we went through a bunch of simanim, you know, pointing out things he thought was practical. And one of the issues that he pointed out in Birchas Nisuin is we say Hamakadesh Hamoyis, not Birchas Erisin, Hamakadesh Hamoyis Israel, Al Yidei Chupa, V'Kiddushin. Right? The problem, of course, is that the order is wrong. Leaving aside the Badekin question and the Ramban and the first paragraph of Kiddushin, what does it mean Al Yidei Chupa V'Kiddushin? It's all backwards. So he suggested that I don't know if it may not have been his, he suggested that the original Nusach was actually with a vase, not with a vav, al yidei chupa v'kiddushin. Like chupa through kiddushin, right, which then would make sense. You don't have the kasha of things being out of order. So it occurs to me here that you could have the exact same thing in reverse. It could be that it was supposed to be basar v'chalav, and somebody accidentally changed it to a vase. he thought he heard basar b'chalav because with a, why somebody would have put a, why somebody would have chosen the what do they say, the non-spirantized form, the vase in that case, why they thought, I don't know, but it could be that it's basar b'chalav with a vav, and then eventually somebody changed next thing to basar b'chalav with a vase because that looked more normal. But the Torah clearly meant basar v'chalav. Okay, but the Torah, going back to our question, the Torah doesn't hold Hanan by Shari Surim. We've seen that already. So why does the Torah even quote this din? And if he were to quote the din, at least he should tell you, like the Beis Yosef is about to say, which the Shach claims is wrong, and I think the Shach is correct, although obviously there's something more fundamental going on here, I think. I'm not sure. Why would the Torah not say it applies by the Isser Basar B'Chalav? If you're going to say it anywhere, if it's based upon Hanan, so say it by the one case where you do say Hanan. At the Rabbi, you say it applies everywhere except for in Basar and Chalav. So that is, that remains a kasha. It's one of the Shach's attempted proofs to show you that the Torah actually is not working midin chati chanasas nevela. I don't buy it only because I think the Torah says Hanan more or less. But it might be that you could explain the Sefer Truma without it. Yeah, you'll see.
Is the water problem, the water not having taste to impart, is that only a problem that you say that this is working through?
Don't ask me that question. I don't want to go there. So let's continue. Go ahead. So what is that svara? We've seen this svara before, sort of. We've seen this already. Think about the chatichas dam, where blood pools at the bottom, and the chaticha has fat in it. So, not chedav, shuman. So why don't we say, though, that since it's a nimlach at the bottom, and the bottom part we do kodaf and sasa, why don't we say that the fat is mefapea and carries the dam on its piggyback all the way up through the chaticha, and the entire chaticha is asura. Because the dam mefapea asurs the entire thing. So the answer we gave is that the Shuman doesn't have the koach to mimolech the Isser, any place the Isser itself didn't have the koach to go. So the reason why, assuming that the basis of the Sefer HaTruma would be that you say Hanan, that now the water turns into Isser, and the water is Ben Yomo when it's Nifla, and you have to wait 24 hours after the Bishul Mayim. So I understand what the Smak is saying. He's saying if the Belios themselves don't have the koach to Aser after 24 hours from the time that you cook the Isser, then the water shouldn't have the koach to aser beyond that, right? It all actually, I mean, the presentation here actually makes, again, putting aside my question, putting aside whether the Torah himself doesn't hold of Hanan by Shari Sum, but it actually makes perfect sense. Morty.
You could easily argue, though, that the water has the same power as the original
Isser. You could ask the same part, Truma. Right? As you, we have Hanan, and then you have to decide whether or not, in other words, the kasha about the piece of blood, meat in the water is all predicated upon the assumption that the shuman is what's, the flood is not going up. It's the shuman that's going up. Why is the shuman aser? So the shuman's only aser because it's in the part of the chaticha that's balua adam, that's sort of stewed or salted in when the blood pooled around it. But if, so the kasha is not a kasha in the first place if you don't hold chanan by shari surim, because the shuman travels up, but the shuman fundamentally isn't iser. It was just aser teeth inside that other piece of meat. When it travels beyond, it's mutter. The kasha was premised upon chatich and aser nevela. The shuman is nasis nevela. So then when the shuman travels, why doesn't aser rest of the pot? The answer is because if the blood couldn't travel there, then we ignore the shuman when it travels there. But it does travel there, and the shuman is nasis nevela. But apparently no, that even by chatich and aser nevela, the nesar doesn't have more koach to be oser than the original oser did. That's the way it is. So it fits within that pattern. What the Sefer Truma says fits one way. What the Smach says fits with that other particular idea. If we're working within Hanan. Yeah, here.
I'm not sure we ever discussed this in the beginning, which is why a Tom in a Kli, it becomes Tom with Gam after a day. Does the Kli ruin the Tom? Is it bad because it's in contact with Tsaras and metal?
So my assumption is it's bad because it spoils being left out. I mean, it's left in this case. But in other words, think about what the Torah of the Beis Yosef quotes, the film on the inside of the Kli. It's a machlokas harishonim, right? Whether or not that also becomes pogum after 24 hours. That you understand very readily, right? You understand where... You can understand where the idea comes from that after a certain amount of time in a pot, the food is pogum. Why? Because think about what happens to the film inside the pot, right? After a certain amount of time, it turns rancid. You can also understand, by the way, in that context a little bit why Linas Laila, why they perceive that as happening. There's linash lila means it's left out over a chunk of time, even if it's not 24 hours. So they, I think what they have done is they have transferred from the film on the inside of the pot to the bleos that are actually absorbed in the pot. See, I would like to argue that if there's no water in the pot and it's just the bleos, so they're dehydrated, so they're preserved until you rehydrate them. But I think what's going on is they are even though the Rishonim are arguing about the status of that film, I think we know what happens to a film inside the pot, then you leave it around a while. It's pretty awful. And therefore, they're assuming that the bleos inside the walls of the pot are in the same din.
Okay, so this Mahalik Rishonim could then just be a function of, well, are bleos that are in water can, you know, left out? Do they get rented if they're left in water?
Well, what Yehuda is saying, I think it's correct. I think the alternative svara is that by boiling them, you sort of kill the bacteria in them, and you give them a new life, a new lifespan. Right, it makes perfect sense to me. I understand what I suggested to understand the Shach's position. But right now, before we get to the Shach, I want to know what the Torah says, and was the Beis Yosef correct in understanding what the Torah said? There's a separate question whether you agree with the does it make sense that the Torah holds this position given what he holds by Hanan generally? Okay, so anyway, so go ahead, Benji, continue. Okay, so fine. So in other words, he thinks, since we paskin like Rabbeinu Ephraim, that you don't say Hanan by Shari Surim, so if that's the case, then there shouldn't be a problem in this case. Okay, and there, Ulefi Devrayim, Beluas Isser. It's a passive participle. Beluas Isser, Afilu, doesn't matter. Ula olam. Right. Now, he does add one caveat. He throws one bone he'll throw to this position, which is not yet. He hasn't gotten that yet. In other words, if you cook basar, or subsequently chalav, or the reverse, and in between the basar and the chalav, if I cook basar, within 24 hours of cooking the basar, I cooked hot water in the pot, and then less than 24 hours later than the water, but more than 24 hours later than the original meat, I now cook chalav. So the question, in that case, okay. Now, you may know the answer to this question, but those of you who already heard what the reasoning of the Shach is, that the water refreshes the bleos, so ask yourself the question, why should this then be so? The answer is obvious. Don't figure it out now. Let's go on. Okay. In other words, the Mechaber, we understand, because since it's only basar, or it's only chalav, even the Sefer HaTrumah would agree, there's no Hanan here in the water, so not a problem. However, so the water's not necessary, it's just whatever bleos that the water took out of the walls of the pot. That's a trivial amount. Okay? Or certainly no more than the original amount. Miu hecha. So that would have been nice. He says basar v'chalav, but now he tells you nisbashlu b'yachar or v'zachar. So then, the ledivrei hakol. Okay. Now, this is the controversial provision, and the question is this correct or not? What does the Mechaber say? He says that if you have a pot which is balua of basar b'chalav. Now, how do you have a pot that's balua basar b'chalav? He gives you two scenarios. One, I believe everybody agrees to. One, I don't think everybody agrees to. What are the two scenarios that you have a pot that's called the wabasar b'chalav? Marty. Cook them together. Okay, that everybody agrees to. The other one is? You cook one after the other. Why do I say not everybody agrees? Right, the question is whether or not you say Hanan on a davar balua. The Ramban said you don't. Okay, we paskin that you do. But that, so that's, a, the Mechaber, the Yosef is assuming that here. He's not getting into that, but he's assuming, either way, the balua in the walls of the pot, it doesn't have to go into the pot as basar b'chalav. If chalav goes in and then basar or the shvach goes in within 24 hours, that's considered balua basar b'chalav, chatich anasis nevela on the blios. It's not just a compartmentalized clear where you have milk in it and you have meat in it, but you don't actually have basar b'chalav in it. So the Mechaber says, the Beis Yosef says, in that case, in either case, when you heat the water within 24 hours, it's like it was chazav and espasho ba iser, and you can 24 hours from the time that the water was heated, because everybody agrees, says that you say Hanan by basar b'chalav. So the Shach takes very strong issue with this. Why? So here's a more basic question, to which I'm not even know, I'm not sure that I know the answer to 100%, but I'm going to present to you the possibilities. Why is it, if you hold that Hanan only applies by basar chalav, and the truth is everybody holds that Menat Torah Hanan only applies by basar chalav, why do we say Hanan? I know you know. Somebody else. Someone else from my merry band of musketeers. Why is it that you say Hanan by basar b'chalav? Morty? Right, two things that are by themselves had there, and now they become Isser. And the truth is, on some level, that's mochach, that you have to say they become Isser, because otherwise, what are you going to say? The basar becomes Asser, but not the chalav? Chatichanas is nevela. The two heter plus heter equals Isser. Right, the reason why most Rishonim don't say it by Ashari Surim is because you already have an Isser. The reason why the Tarovis is Asser is because you can taste the Isser, not that the Isser has to transform the heter. Fine. So the question would be the following. When I cook, let's say I cook basar, chalav, and broccoli together. So, and I can taste the basar and the chalav and the basar. And I can taste the two of them in the broccoli. Here is my question for you. Is the broccoli nevela? It's also, I understand, because it's going to be balua, probably basar, chalav. Even if only balua, basar, and balua, plus, well, chalav alone it might be a problem, but it's balua, basar, chalav. I get that. So the broccoli is also, but I want to know, if you could ascertain that 10% of the broccoli is flavor of the basar b'chalav, and now you have a certain amount of broccoli that falls into another pot, how much do you have to be mevatel, the entire broccoli, or only the bliya basar b'chalav? Yossi, why do you think only the bliya basar b'chalav? The Shach would agree with you, I think. It's pretty clear.
Well, no, Shach.
He would agree that... What? Stop. It means within the, we're talking right now within the Shita of Basar.
So you're saying within the Beis Yosef?
Within the Beis Yosef Shita.
Yeah, okay.
Within the Beis Yosef. Assuming that Hanan only applies by Basar B'chalav. So we're talking about now. What would you say? In other words, the Basar B'chalav is a Chefta Shalisser, so it answers the broccoli. But what the argument you're making is that, and if you're correct on this, I think it's clearly true, is the Basar B'chalav itself is all transformed into Isser. But once you have a piece of Basar B'chalav, if it asers other things, it's like any other Isser. It's like Nevelev, it's like Chelev, it's like Trefa. You pick it, the Isser. It's Isser plus Heter. In other words, when this Chaticha Basar B'chalav I put into a pot of broccoli, so basically, it's no different than putting a piece of Chazer in. I mean, Basar B'chalav is Asar B'chalav, according to the way we pass it, most Tanaim. Okay, but fundamentally, it's the same thing. You know, so if you don't hold Chanan by Shari Surim, you're not going to say Chanan on the broccoli. Now, if that's correct, then the Beis Yosef is wrong. And that's what the Shach claims. In other words, if the Beis Yosef is correct, that the principle of the Sefer HaTruma is based upon Chatich Anasas Nevela, then if you don't hold Hanan by Shari Surim, if you don't hold Hanan by the bliyos that go into the water, if you don't hold Hanan by Shari Surim, this din doesn't exist. Because Basar B'chalav, in this context, it's always a tarovis of Isser plus what? Water. Right? We're not talking about Meinesach here. Right, it's always a combination of Isser plus Heter. If you don't have Hanan by Shari Surim, there's no Hanan here either. Even if what was Balua in the pot was Basar B'chalav. There is only one case I can think of where probably when you already have an Isser of Basar B'chalav, you can still have Hanan subsequently. What is that? If you take a Chaticha of Basar B'chalav, what do you do with it? You cook it in milk. So you'll say Hanan on that milk as well, as long as there's a tam of basar in there. And I would argue, only if there's still a tam of chalav in the meat, if you now cook another piece of meat with it, so you could, if there's a tam of chalav that could flavor that meat, you'll make chatich hanas es nevela. But short of that, there's no way, once you have a piece of basar chalav, that it's going to make nevela. Why? Because it's just an isser now. In fact, another question, I don't know the answer to this, but I'm sure this is discussed. If you have a piece of basar b'chalav, it's already been cooked. Is it asr to recook it? See, one of the cases I know that comes up is that if it's only asr midrabanan, let's say, for example, you have, assume for the moment, maybe a machlokas, although it's not clear which rishonim explicitly disagree. If you take a cheeseburger, okay, let's say for those who would say that tigon is not considered bishul. So if I take cheese and I take meat, and now I make a cheeseburger on the fire, so some would say, some Rishonim say very clearly, I assume that's called tigun, that Rashi, Tosus, and the Ran, in the first parak in Sanhedrin, all explicitly state that tigun is not basar b'chalav midaraisa. It has to be derech b'shul asra Torah. And that's how you know, the Gemara says, that's how you know it doesn't say lo asra shel gedi b'chelav imal, because chelav would be tigun, it wouldn't be b'shul. That's how they understand that the Gemara says derech b'shul asra Torah. That's the way those Rishonim explain. What does it mean? How do you know it's not chelav? Because derech b'shul asra Torah, they say, because chelav is called tigun. So I'm going to assume that butter, you take a piece of meat and butter, and you fry the meat in the butter, that's not basar b'chalav midaraisa according to those Rishonim. But what if you take this piece of meat with the butter now, and absorb the flavor of the butter, and now you cook it in water? Now it's b'shul. So mistama, that's an issa daraisa now. Why? Because until now it wasn't basar b'chalav midaraisa. Now you've taken effectively milk, taste the meat, and cook them together. So the question I have, and I don't know the answer, is what if you have your basar b'chalav, regular basar b'chalav, and now you take it out, and now you recook it? Do you say that it's still cooking basar b'chalav? But do you say once the two winesar, it's sort of a new chefza here, and you can't be chayev on this anymore, because midaraisa it's already basar b'chalav. I don't know. To this, because I'm exploring, once something is basar b'chalav, my point is, you don't say chanan on it anymore. That might be the only case I can think of where you might say chanan on basar b'chalav. Recooking it, or cooking with milk, or cooking with meat. But if all you're doing is cooking the basar b'chalav b'lios in the pot in water, would that work? If you were to say that recooking basar b'chalav, well, it still wouldn't work. You're still going to have to go. Now, here's an important question. Nobody raises this question. This is a good kasha. I'm sure somebody raised it. I just haven't seen it. Are you allowed... Normally, we don't kasher binyomo pots. Why? Because of this chumrah and the fact that you don't have shishim and the mayim keneged the iser balua on the walls of the pot. So we don't kasher things unless you have a big enough kli. Okay. So let me ask you a question. I understand you don't kasher chazer, you don't kasher chedlev, you don't kasher nevela. Fine. Is it mutter to kasher a basar b'chalav pot ben yomo? Even lu yitzuyar, that the time of the basar b'chalav would be batel in a big enough pot, well, what am I really asking? Isn't that bishul basar b'chalav again?
Maybe since you're not having it for bishul purposes, rather for like...
Oh, that's a big leap of faith, yeah.
What's the reason we won't kasher a ben yomo pot?
Because we're afraid,
because of the chashash, you just...
But no, because you need shishim in the mayim.
Otherwise, we'd never be able to fix a basar b'chalav pot.
Why is that?
No, you could wait till it's in an ben yomo.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know, but does anybody say, so the minhag Ashkenaz is we don't kasher things ben yomo normally. We don't kasher things.
It's not a ben yomo, and the shishim things are elevated.
Because the kam pagum is mutar. It's just you're not allowed to be mevashel in that kli. Right?
The ben yomo should be the same problem. Basar b'chalav pagum isn't musarik mutar to cook. You have not so good meat and not so good milk, though not...
No, if it's considered... No, the bleus and the walls of the pot are considered pogum lagamri.
Oh, they're considered...
Yeah, that's pogum lagamri, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's pogum lagamri. So, I don't know that anybody says that you can't kasher a basar b'chalav pot ben yomo, but if they don't, why not? Why wouldn't you be allowed to do it? So, I was thinking that still won't help you here, because even on the yach that you're not allowed to kasher it, if you do, what's going to be the status of the water?
Why don't we just say
imbishon? What's that? That might be why, so that could be why it's taka might be mutter when it's on, that may be the answer. And then in bishul achar bishul, why it's not usher the second time around. But even, that could be the answer, but even if you didn't say that, even if you said that there were an isser de oraisa, even if you said there were an isser de oraisa, do it again, it still shouldn't make the water nevela. Right? Unless you go back to the case I asked Yossi about where you cook milk, meat, and broccoli together, do you say the broccoli is nevela, or do you say it's usher because it's a balua mi basar b'chalav? So it would be a whopper of a chiddush to say that basar v'chalav can turn other things into nevela also. But that seems to be what the Mechaber is claiming here, the Beis Yosef is claiming here, to explain, not explaining the Torah, you don't need this for the Torah, but he's saying, but if it were balua the pot of basar b'chalav, then the mayim would nasus nevela, and the chumrah of the Sefer HaTruma, the din of the Sefer HaTruma, would apply. Wow. Sam?
It must be a weird din with chalav and mayim, meaning it just makes diluted milk, as opposed to, like, ruined milk.
I don't understand. What question are you answering?
Trying to answer for the Beis Yosef on why.
Well, why would it be a problem of the chatichanas sevela basar b'chalav? After all, it's already basar b'chalav. So
right, but maybe when milk and water mix, because milk is already a liquid based thing.
It's a water based thing, yeah.
Well, yeah, sorry, a water based thing. Then we're just going to call the water milk.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's basar b'chalav and the same thing. There's nothing else you can do.
I want to say v'hachachma me'ayin timatei. Where does this chachma come from?
Well, it's something with the ayin, right? No. There's a whole thing with diluted,
yeah, the ayin. No, I don't think it's wrong. And I would say just adarabah, yayin b'mayim, just because the ayin is mayim based doesn't mean that there's no pitel. Morty.
In regard to can you kasher that pot, ben yomo, what do you think the distinguish between bishul and achila when it comes to that? Because at the end of the day, you don't have any ben there. You just have the tam of each of them. So why would you assume you can't cook the tam together? Even though obviously you can't eat.
If they can become basar b'chalav in the walls of the pot, if you say chanan on the walls of the pot, then why am I not? Why is cooking not asr?
Because it would be an isra because the tam is there, not because of the ben there.
Is it isra bishul also?
But who says the isra bishul is the same thing as the isra achilah?
I assume it's the same thing. Okay, but fine, I can get past that. It won't help me. It won't solve my problem. It still won't solve my problem. I want to know, why is it, according to the Beis Yosef, that this is considered Nasa, why is the water Nasa's Nevela? Yes.
Not an answer to that, but you had said before that the reason we would kasher and not Ben Yomo pot is because it's Pugam anyway. But if it's Pugam anyway, why would we need to kasher?
That's Xera. Xera Kleeb Eino Yomo. Okay, fine. So let's continue here. Yes, yes.
Why is it not a problem if it's meat or water and milk?
Meat and water.
Why you not?
Because not by not. You're cheating. You're asking me according to the shock. You're cheating.
No, I'm not.
The answer is not by not.
So
in other words, because you have cooked the meat in the pot, that's Tom won. That's the answer to the question for the shach. If it's about refreshing the blios, why does it refresh the blios? The answer is it doesn't matter because it's no longer considered tam. That was the answer to my question to you before. Okay. So the Beis Yosef continues. Aval lafia tam, even with his chumra by basar b'chalav, he says, Aval lafia tam. Right, in other words, that's what the Smaket said, which is the Oser, the Nesar can't be Aser more than the Oser itself. And it doesn't matter if this is Basar B'chalav. Okay, in other words, the Smak was saying that even if I hold Chanan by something, it's still not a problem. So that would hold true here as well. In other words, the Smaks, if the Beis Yosef is correct, that for us, for him, for the din, this din would only apply where you say Chanan, which is Basar B'chalav. Nonetheless, if you had like the Smak, you wouldn't say it there either. Go ahead. So what does he say? He says that even in the case of basar b'chalav, if avra laila, before you heat the water, so there are rishonim who hold that it's already not a ben yomo anymore, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem at all. There's no chanan on the water because the time is pagum. So therefore he thinks apagav. even though we don't rely upon those Rishonim to permit consuming what is cooked in a pot before 24 hours have passed, even though you have Linas Laila, but nonetheless. Right, because first the Smach says you don't hold of it at all. Plus, you have the Shita. Avalim Kodem. All right, that's where he has the, at least he's got it right here, Basar B'chalav, not Basar B'chalav here. Okay, the Ramah adds another coolest as well. The Ramah is, and the Shach takes issue with them. Again, the Beis Yosef might have a hold of it. We could spend a few minutes maybe later to explain why we read the Shach, but but there are a couple of different places. Another way that you could introduce the concept of Linas Laila is, let's say you cook the meat, and it's still a Ben Yomo for sure, and now you boil the water in it, but now you have Linas Laila after the boiling of the water. So the Rama says, yeah, you could be samech upon that as well. Right? He says, Mir lead who adin la'achar bishul amayim. Arba lava lai lami havi din akilu arba kodim bishul. V'od nere da'af al gav t'kasavti la'el simen tzadi beiz da'anu no'agim achol yisurim chanan mikoma kon in lezei yesh l'smoch ha'makilim. V'lochein, v'shar yisurim afilu kodim lina sa layla yesh l'hatir l'smoch ha'makilim. The Rama says, you can be meikol like the smak. Except for one case. What case does he say you can't be meikol like the smak? What's the one case? Can't be meikol like the smach.
It's less than one night.
No. I know. We wouldn't be talking about that. What's the case? One area you can't be meikol like the smach. He says, "V'lochem b'shari surim up you called them liyas halayla without liyas halayla yesh lahat leish l'smach hamakilim." So where would he apply? Where would the one place the Rama would apply this din? Somebody said it. Basar b'chalav. Right there, you can't be semech upon the fact that there's no chanan by shari surim, you know, according to many Rishonim. So in that case, the Rama implies by shari surim you can rely upon the smach, not by basar b'chalav. Right. So which means that the Rama read the Torah, read this din of the Sefer Truma, the Torah quotes how, just like the Mechaber, it's based upon chanan. It's based upon chanan. Okay, so that's what the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe fundamentally agrees on. The Beis Yosef, again, the Darkei Moshe goes one step beyond the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef only allows you to rely upon the smach by basar b'chalav if there was linas laila before you boil the water. Whereas the Ramos says that even if you didn't have linas laila before you boil the water, but you had linas laila after you boil the water before boiling using the chalav, that's also okay. Now, as soon as you introduce one more tzad, the Ramos says, where it could be an eino ben yomo, doesn't matter where you put that eino ben yomo, you know, get out of jail free card, that's enough. So again, we have to think, maybe we can think of why should you, the Shach is going to say, the Beis Yosef doesn't agree there. He only get in one end, not on the other. And the question will be why. Yosef.
So the Hefer of the Ramo would become relevant if that's if you cook the meat at 2 p.m. and then you boil it?
The Hefer of the Ramo would be, if I cook the meat, let's say I cook the meat at noon today, I boil the water at 6 o'clock this evening, and then, 3 o'clock this afternoon, and then 7 o'clock tomorrow, I cook the milk in it. So there, the Rama always says that since there was a linas laila between the time of the cooking of the water and the cooking of the milk, I got to push it till noon. I have to do that after the basar. I need 24 hours for the basar, and at least linas laila after the water. Okay, so let's say 12, 3, and 12:01. So in that case, the Rama says you can be somech that since you're linas laila after the boiling of the water, that even though the meat blios were refreshed by the water and it's within 24 hours of the boiling of the water, nonetheless there was linas laila in between the boiling of the water and the milk. The Beis Yosef would only say the following. He would say that if you had 12 o'clock today and then at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning you boil water, and then at 12:01 tomorrow you put in milk. So then, the Beis Yosef says, since you had a linas laila before you refresh the blios, that's enough to treat it as mutar. Yes.
You're measuring laila shkia tonight, so it says to, what?
I'm not answering that question. I need to do a better job of not getting taken off topic. Okay. Anyway, let's say that all cookings take place before shkia, and or after others, after Nates. Okay? Now, let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch briefly. Akiva, can I... Thank you, Benji. Read Sif Zion. In the Shulchan Aruch, yeah. It's exactly what he said in the Beis Yosef. Right? Both possibilities. You cook basar chalav together, you cook one bizarre chazan. Fine. And the Ramos and... Right, so that's just one thing. The Mechaber says, the Kodem Sha'avar Laila Achas, Huchbabamayim. He incorporates it to his kula to rely upon Rashi Rabbeinu Tam that Linus Laila's Pogemes. So the Ramos says, Aval Avra Laila, he spells that out. So he says further, I take that back. He says also, well, no, the seven that doesn't add up in 1 second. How does I know what he means to say. I don't understand how it says it. Chenim avra layla ben bishul basar. But we agree you need 24 hours between the basar and chalav. There's nothing to talk about. We don't care. If you don't wait 24 hours, it doesn't matter what you did with water in between. Right? That we agree on. So what he's supposed to be saying is that even if after, even if you heated the water... No, 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 no. You need 24 hours between the meat and the milk. Plus, what he means to say, I think, is that if you heat the water within, before Linas Laila of the meat, but between the water and the Chalav, there's Linas Laila, and between the Basar and the Chalav, you already have 24 hours. That's what's Mutter. The question is, how does it fit? I thought it was clear in the Dark Emosha. No? What? Right, which is crazy. He didn't say that in the Dark Emosha. Yeah? In other words, that's a straight-up case. He can't possibly mean that.
There's no other way to say it. That's what the words mean. The words are very clear. It's not even like
they're
trying to read.
And they really do. What? Then, la'achar bishol amayim, arva lava lai, it can't, you know, I didn't read the Ramah carefully earlier. The question is there another nusach in the... But it can't. He can't be saying that. They're basically saying, "Oh, you can be semech upon Rabbi Natam and Rashi," but he doesn't say that. I don't think he means that. Hold on.
Maybe you can be semech on Rashi if it's heter and heter.
Let's just see how the Shach discusses this. Okay, so the Shach writes, I will read the Shach. Sif katan yudches. Kedera shehi. Blum. You want to read it? I was volunteering to do it, but if you would like to, I'll see the... Okay. Zeh l'shon ha-beis Yosef. Din zeh kasav sefer ha-truma v'nosan tam l'dobar d'kach shav ha-mayim l'idon kemo ha-isr atzmo d'chol ha-mayim nasnes nevei lo keva n'shem b'im shishin levato pletas ha-kli v'chazru v'nivlu b'kdeira. Usma kevi d'vere sefer ha-truma v'kasav ha-kach d'ish mekila midin zeh achar she'im b'gufa isr ben yomo en lach shivo ben yomo ad kan. Velini read, this is still the Beis Yosef talking. The Bishari Surim Mutar Shekvar Kosafti Bisiman Sadi Beis Lomina Khatihanas Navela Rak Basar Bachalov Alam. He Balua mi Basar Bachalov Shdisbash Luba Yachar or Bazaharze Moni me Isla Is Misha Shahmu Bamaim. Aval Fiatam Shekasav Smak Bahonami Shari. Venerali the Mikvar of our Laila Achar. Echot Konem Shahmu Afil Afilu Babasar Bachalov in Limnos Me Isla Is Elamisha Shabishlu Ba. The basar came and yeshovim the achar laila echad no sin tam lufgam. Avalum kodem shavar ala laila echad hukmu b'mayim. Naktin and kedivrei sefer truma came and the kaim lam the basar b'chalav chanan ad kan dato. Umevuar mitvarav the imhukmu mayim toch laila echad of the original bishul basar tzarch achar kach me es la es mechimum hamayim. The Beis Yosef requires 24 hours from the time you cook the water, which is not like the Ramah, as I'll say in a second. V'zeh shekasav kan, b'shulchan aruch, ad shetisha me'es la'es misha shechukmu ba'amayim. That's what he's referring to. V'kak kasav l'kaman, simikach chapey, siftal, l'lokam asha kasav, v'toras chatas klal pehei, din vav al shmo, d'bei nishtaha hakedera la'ayla echad, kodem achimim, the Lesa, it's wrong. What the Ramah says is incorrect. Now notice though what he projects to the Beis Yosef. Again, you have 24 hours between the Bas and the Chalav, and you have Linas Laila either before the Chimum Hamayim or after the Chimum Hamayim. That's what the Ramah, the Toras Chatas, claims the Mechaber holds. The Shach says he doesn't hold that way. He only goes in one direction. Yes?
It's clear that he doesn't think the Ramah is saying that here.
Oh, let's see what he says.
He quotes the
Torah's Pata.
He doesn't quote that
one. I'm sorry. The Leisa. L'svila Beis Yosef te'inu ma'olina al-in shechimu ma'im achar kach lo yasua ben yomo. Aval l'mchimu mumiyad shenase ben yomo mechadash tzorach me'es la'es mechimu ha'mayim. U'lefize gam asha kasav arav. So what does he mean by that? He doesn't really. It's much beyond the Beis Yosef.
Maybe the Rabbi is saying it's usher to cook challah because it's less than 24 hours. But once the basar, the beliat basar from before, is not ben yoma, we won't say this mixture is usher because at least half of it is made up of bliot. It's not ben yoma.
Nah, it's a whopper. How do you know how much?
Well, it's about half, like physically half, meaning the basar part is not ben yoma. Since the basar part is basar b'challah, is made of bliot, nifsal b'yafil kelev, we'll say the mixture of basar b'challah, nifsal b'yafil kelev. And you can eat it.
Well, the Gross, certainly, when he reads the citation of the Ramah, does not understand it that way. In other words, the Ramah is relying straight up on the position of Rabbi Natam and Rashi, the way we read it. And the Gra, just you look in Chav Talad, understands that even though we don't rely upon Rashi and Natam outright, in this case, because Yesh Mekilim anyway, so we rely upon it. Who's the Yesh Mekilim? Nobody's Mekil.
That would be saying it's what? If you did it, the Basa, Nesa Michadash, because you cook Challah. And so the Basa becomes...
Again, Avra Laila, Mekhenim Avra Laila, Bim Bishop Basa Challah. Avra Gav. It doesn't make any sense. It's totally unquantifiable what you're suggesting.
What? No, it's perfectly quantifiable.
Where's the hate? Where are those letters pointing to? Somebody's got to rescue us. I didn't read the Ramah here. I just read it through the eyes of the Shach, and I didn't think the Shach saw anything else. Where are those magical letters in the Shach? I just don't know what they stand for, but they... hold on. What is the Vav? So Kiviger, that's what it is. I think Rabbi Kiviger was talking about it. Where's that hay? I don't understand. There's something... I have to figure this out, but I'm not going to figure this out now. This just doesn't... It's not a reasonable position. There's nothing pogum here. Excuse me, your position is wrong. If you cook basarna now, and within 24 hours you cook chalav, there's nothing pogum there.
Yeah, I know, basar b'chalav, inakinami. But now, once we get to 24 hours since you cook the basar in it, the basar is pogum. And therefore we'll say the whole mixture is pogum.
Oh, no, 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 oh, no, no.
Sorry, I missed it.
Oy vey. No, I think we're totally off on this. This is not between basar. And this is not, oh, you can fall back. I'm not fundamentally wrong here. I totally missed, remember, what is the Rama talking about? How are you guys? Are you all asleep? Half of you are asleep. You guys are so tired. You need your thing. I could tell that before this. We're not talking about cooking basar v'chalav here. That already was cooked. Little time lapse. This is not what we're talking about. And what the Torah said an exception. We're talking about they cook basar v'chalav here. In other words, yes. Of course. What happened here is the following. You cooked basar. There was linas laila. You cooked chalav.
Yes.
Okay, of course it's basar b'chalav. That's not the shayla on its own. Then now what happens, we're not talking about if you... What? Rama, yes. Now what happens is you do chimum hamayim. So if the chimum hamayim is done... I don't know if this is what you were saying. When you do the chimum hamayim, you already have a suffix introduced, right? The suffix is whether or not it's really basar b'chalav, because the rishitas rashi in the tam. Now, the pot is certainly osur. Let's put it that way. The pot is certainly osur to use, because you can't rely upon rashi for anything. It's below basar b'chalav. You can't even cook broccoli in it, because we don't, not with so much rashi, but him out light. But now you cook water. And then the question is, when is the pot no longer a ben yomo from the basar b'chalav? So the answer is, we would have said, what would we have said? No, it's not the way, not the way you said. It's
not the way I said. So be careful.
Tell me, guys, if I cook basar now, I cook chalav tomorrow morning at 7, the pot's basar b'chalav, according to most Rishonim. And then according to Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, it's balua basar, and it's balua chalav, but it's not balua basar b'chalav, because by the time I cook the milk tomorrow, it was an eino ben yomo, according to Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. But according to the way we paskin, it is a ben yomo, the pot's balua basar b'chalav, and you can't cook anything in it. You can't even cook par. Okay, next step. When does this pot become an eino ben yomo, so that if I cook food in it, it will not asur the food? So if I don't cook any water, I don't do any of that, if I cook the basar now, I cook the chalav 7 o'clock, tomorrow morning, when does the pot become an eino ben yomo?
7 o'clock
Friday morning. But what happened? Tomorrow afternoon I go and I heat water in the pot. And now comes 7 o'clock Friday morning and I want to know, is this called an eino ben yomo or not? Or to make it even better, I don't cook it tomorrow. I cook it tomorrow evening. I cook the water after Shkia. So I don't want to throw another linas laila in there. Okay? So I cook the water after Shkia, probably more than 24 hours of the basar, but I don't care about that. I cook it within 24 hours of cooking the chalav. And there's no linas laila after the chalav, when it became basar b'chalav. Now I want to know, what's the din Friday morning? Do I have to wait 24 hours tomorrow morning when I cook the chalav, or do I have to wait 24 hours from when I cook the water tomorrow night? So the Rama says, I don't have to count 24 hours from my mind. Why? Because I have the tzad of Rashi and Rabbi Nutam here. In other words, because according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, it's not basar b'chalav. So I shouldn't have to wait. Of course I don't have to wait 24 hours from the time of the chimum hamayim. Because when I boiled the water in it, it was only a kedera chalavi. Because I cooked tomorrow morning chalav at 7 o'clock in the morning. Only if you hold, like the other Rishonim, do you say that when I cook milk tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, it's basar b'chalav. But according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, it's not. It's just chalav. So that's what the Ramah is saying, is that if I cook basar b'chalav, not at the same time, if there's a linas lila between the basar and the chalav, I can't rely upon that to say the pot is kosher. Of course not. Why? Because that's straight up following Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. That's saying because there was a linas alayla between the basar and the chalav, it's not basar b'chalav, right? I can't, again, I can only cook, I mean, I think I mentioned this in shir, I don't know if I mentioned in shir yesterday, I mentioned to people after shir, if I have a pot that I cook in it basar today, and tomorrow, 24 hours later, I cook in it chalav, what am I allowed to cook in that pot? The answer is I can cook par. I can't cook basar in it anymore because I cook chalav in it tomorrow. And within 24 hours, it would become basar b'chalav and asa the pot. But let's say I cook basar today, 24 hours later I cook chalav, come 24 hours after that to keep it simple. I can't cook basar in it because it's a chalavi in a binyomo. I can't cook chalav in it because it's a bisari in a binyomo. But I can cook noodles in it because it's not balua basar b'chalav because the basar and chalav were never together with the tam l'shvach because I cooked the basar b'chalav 24 hours apart. So in this particular case, that's not true. I can't cook noodles in this pot. I can't cook anything in this pot. Why? Because I cook basar at 3 o'clock today. I cook chalav tomorrow at 7 a.m. According to Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, it's a basar and chalav pot, which I can cook parvin. But according to all the other Rishonim, it's a pot that's baloa basar and chalav. So of course, I'm not allowed to cook anything in it. Not only basar, not only chalav, but not even parv. But now I'm mechamei mayim within 24 hours of cooking the chalav tomorrow. The question is, do I have to wait another 24 hours to l'chim amayim? The Ramah says no. Since there's a tzad to assume that there would be no problem relying upon Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, and I'm more than 24 hours after the Isser was actually made, meaning it's after 7 a.m. Friday morning. Therefore, the Ramah says, once again, you can use Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi as a kula within this particular position. So, both, in a case where I cooked the basar b'chalav, then I waited linas laila and cooked the bish and the mayim. I only have to wait 24 hours from the time I cooked basar b'chalav. Or, and this is what the Ramah had in the Darkei Moshe, or I cook the basar b'chalav, and then before linas laila, I boil water, and then I have linas laila plus 24 hours from the time I cook basar b'chalav. That's another tzad for the Ramah. And then here, even in what looks like it's not any bigger of a chiddush, I cook the basar, I have linas laila, I cook the chalav, then I have chimum hamayim before there's anything else happens, and now do I need 24 hours from the chalav or 24 hours from the chimum hamayim? And once again, the Ramah says you can so mechap amashu meinu tam. You only need 24 hours from the shas bishul hachalav. Thank you. Okay, we did figure it out. Yes.
So, by the way, what I was saying is the havamina in the kibbeh again. He says it can't be true because otherwise, what's the chiddush of chukum hamayim? If he's low chukum hamayim, it's already big enough
chiddush. Well, which kibbeh eger? Hey.
No. So
above.
I have it in Sif Zion. I don't have Sif.
What are the first words? Eino mochach? What's that?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, fine. Right. That just reinforces our reading.
Yeah, that shows our reading.
Right.
What I was saying was the Havamina.
I got it. Okay. Good. Fine. So let me finish the shach. Umikom akom. Beikar, so now he thinks it's not mochach ladasa beis Yosef. Now he thinks that the beis Yosef only allows one. If you're really interested, you can explore. Prima Gadim talks about why. Why would that be? But I'm going to leave that alone for the moment. Mikol makom beikar adin shesfir leila machaber veharab. Both the machaber and the Ramah agree. The hakadeir shebalua mi basar b'chalav damrin lechanan that you say there chanan and therefore you apply the din of the smag, but only in that case. Eini modelahem dezed dami the shari surim. Basar b'chalav, once it's created, is like shari surim. Kevon shekvar nesar uchamosha kasafti b'simin tzadi dalat sifkatan chafbez ayin sham. Ve'od kasafti sham. Da'ikar afilu haman darmar jalam rinun chanan b'shari surim. Modesh shetzarech me'es le'es mishas chimum hamayim afilu b'shari surim. De'lo toli zeh b'chanan. Olo. The issue is not dependent upon whether you say chanan. Ayin sham. V'nir lefian estati de'in l'chalek mezen b'in basar b'chalav l'shari surim. V'im nakel b'shari surim. I believe that the Shach's last point is almost incontrovertible. It's correct. Whatever you're going to say by one, you're going to say by the other. The question is, what is the basis for this din in the first place? And so if you don't say Hanan, the Shach's point is that the discussion of Hanan is irrelevant here. It's not the svara behind it, and if you're mekel, you're mekel even by basar b'chalav, and if you're machmir, you're machmir by shari surim. And the issue at stake is whether or not we believe it's really what's the issue. It's the issue of the smak versus the sefer atruma. The sefer atruma, we would say, the shach would say, believes that the bishul hamayim, the chimum hamayim, refreshes refreshes the blios and it makes them l'shvach again. It restarts the clock. And the smach says that the smach doesn't believe that. He doesn't believe he has such a principle. And therefore, it remains mutter. You count 24 hours from the time the shas bishala iser, whatever the iser was, whether it was iser, whether it was regular iser, whether it was basar b'chala, when you cook the second item, that's when you count 24 hours from. The truth be told, the language, I have to go and look at the Sefer HaTruma, but if the Torah is quoting it verbatim, and the language of the smach certainly suggests not like the shach. I understand what the shach, in other words, it sounds like it's dependent upon Hanan. In other words, what you can say the following, if you asked me, and my opinion doesn't really count, but if you were to ask me, I would say that if you hold of Hanan by Shar Isurim, then you could hold like the Sefer HaTruma. You still have machlokus with the smach, but if you don't hold Hanan by Shari Surim, you cannot hold like the Sefer HaTruma, because there is no Hanan. In other words, if you don't hold Hanan except by Basar B'Chalav, you don't have any Hanan here, because it's Isser in water. It's not Basar in Chalav. So that, I think that point is correct. If you don't hold Hanan by Shari Surim, the Beis Yosef himself, not the Ramah, because the Ramah does hold Hanan by Shari Surim, but the Beis Yosef should have Paskin, there is no issue with the Sefer HaTruma's concern anywhere. Shari Surim, Basar B'Chalav. If you do hold Hanan by Shari Surim, then there is a possibility, I think that's what the Sefer Truma is really saying, then you can argue by all Isurim and Basar B'Chalav that was cooked in a pot, by all Isurim you would have to be Choshesh for the position of the Sefer Truma if you don't think the smach is right. If you don't think that you can dismiss this idea that the Nesar can't be Oser more than the Kalach of the Oser itself. And since the Oser was already will be 24 hours by the time you cook the heter in it, it doesn't matter that you mechame mayim. The mayim cannot be more chamur than the original blias iser that asers the mayim, right? Like the piece of chaticha that half of it is soaking in the blood because the blood didn't drain. Okay, so that's what I think is yotzim in the rail. It's really, really, really interesting.
Wait, so
yeah.
The Torah, how do you explain it?
The Torah sounds, what you're left with is the problem is the Torah so-so himself had a paskin. This, by the way, may not be, we haven't seen it all. I think there are other places the Torah also is so-so himself. And as if you accept this as the psak of the Torah, where in some places he seems to assume Hanan by Shari Surim, and in many places he assumes not to assume Hanan by Shari Surim. So what drove the Shach to claim it wasn't based upon Hanan is because otherwise the Torah so-so himself. But I think the Torah says, without saying the words Hatechanasas Tevela, he says Chazur Hamayim Lios Isser. That sounds exactly Hanan.
So you do think the Torah is holding
here? Whether he holds of this, then maybe he would tell you if you ask him. I don't really hold on the Sefer Truma. I'm just mentioning it because it's relevant to the other Shita, but and it's relevant in the Pogum in this particular Siman. But so I'm inclined to think that if you push the Torah against the wall, he would say I don't actually hold of the Sefer Truma. I'm only saying Aliba Namanda Amar. In fact, if I were the tour, and if you conjured me up from the dead, and I would say, stupid, of course I don't hold of this. I told you, it says Hanan. It says the reason why I quoted the din of Sefer Truma, I quoted the explanation of the din, which was Chazor Ma'ayim L'Sisr, and if you have a brain, you'd know that I told you I don't hold the Hanan B'Shari Surim. I was just quoting it because everybody knows the Sefer Truma and the Smag and the Smach normally do hold the Hanan. So I'm telling you, for them, this would be a concern. Of course I'm not Lamaisa for me. That's maybe what the tour would say. He would say, yeah, I'm quoting it. I'd have to tell you that I don't hold of it because you're not a dunce. You already know I don't hold v'chatich anasas tevela by Shari Surim. And that's why he wouldn't even say by Basar B'Chalav, if you want to accept the Shach's attack on the Beis Yosef, the reason why the Torah doesn't say that it's, you could have said according to the Jew, the Torah, you should have said it's relevant to us. The Beis Yosef would say the Torah quoted it. How does the Beis Yosef get around the steer problem? He would say the Torah quoted it because it's relevant by Basar B'Chalav. He doesn't spell it out. But I would say, ah, the rabbi, the Torah would say, I didn't say it's relevant to Basar B'Chalav, because it's not. Because the Shach is right, and I don't hold of Hanan by Shari Surim. If you don't hold of Hanan by Shari Surim, then even by Basar B'Chalav, that's Balua. It's totally irrelevant in this case, because that's the equivalent of Hanan of Shari Surim. Because the Basar B'Chalav is Usur already. The mortar is Mutter. You don't say Hanan there if you don't hold Hanan by Shari Surim. So that's what I would have said for the Torah. There's no steer of the Torah, because the Torah is just quoting the din, Aliba the other man to Amar. That's all he knows, and you know that the Torah doesn't hold that way. Moshe.
Sorry, I missed the point. Why doesn't he quote the person?
Why doesn't the Torah quote who he's saying the name of? He usually does. So you have a tain against me. So you want to push this back into. So he forgot to say Kasav Sefer HaTruma.
Okay, fine.
You're such a nice guy. Okay? If it were 10 other people in the shir, they'd be looking at me with that quizzical look. I like the cover that you show me, but your question is better than my answer, okay? I appreciate the cover. Okay. Yes, Judah. That you can't, that if you hold Chanam Eishari Surim, then you can say the din of the Sefer HaTruma. Once you don't hold the Chanam Eishari Surim, namely like the Beis Yosef who doesn't, you can't imply it by Basar B'Challah.
But you said that the whole issue is not about Chanam.
No, the Shach says it's not. On that point, I can't agree with the Shach, at least because the Torah, and I have to go back and look. I don't.
Okay.
Right, because the Torah really sounds like the way the Beis Yosef explained it, which is Chanam. Right. The problem I have with the Beis Yosef, where I think the Shach's argument is more compelling, is that once you don't say Chanan by Shari Surim, the whole din is irrelevant. The Sefer HaTruma only stated this din because he holds that there is Chanan by Shari Surim. Basar B'Challah is not an exception to the rule here of Chanan, because it already is Basar B'Challah. So it's just like Chazir absorbed in the pot, Nevela absorbed in the pot, Basar B'Challah absorbed in the pot. With the water, you don't say Chanan according to the Beis Yosef. You shouldn't say according to the Beis Yosef. Yeah, it's really interesting. Okay.